It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the text line. From the 913, beating your ass when it matters the most. Patrick Mahomes, number one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I like that one.
Congratulations.
That's good.
Yeah. Have a good day, sir. You win. Enjoy your coffee.
Yeah. From the 620, Mahomes isn't the best rusher. He picks the biggest moments to do it. Doesn't mean he's the best. No, that's why he is the best. He knows how to run. He knows how to devastate the opponent, and he knows how to win football games. All of these runs that Patrick Mahomes makes as a quarterback are timed so perfectly, and it leads you to victory. Like, Patrick Mahomes is devastating when he gets outside of the pocket because it just crushes your soul, man. Like, just put yourself in any position when your soul has been crushed by something. Patrick Mahomes is doing that on a Sunday basis now in the NFL, just crushing the hopes and dreams of children everywhere outside of Kansas City.
No doubt about it. Some, you know, Orlovsky's Orlovsky. He is what he is. He once said that Joe Burrow was the best quarterback, but Mahomes was the best
player.
Yeah, right. He's got Joe Burrow 8th on rushing ability, by the way, above Kyler Murray. So it's a great list.
Look, it's all Kyler Murray can do is run.
Just wait this year, brother.
We'll see.
Wait this year.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like Kyler.
Kyler sucks.
No, he's good.
He's terrible.
He is a better runner than
terrible
Patrick.
Quarterback.
There's a theme here. That
he
Bob,
runs because he can't throw.
Bob hates the same type of quarterback. Pretty soon, Bob's not going to like Anthony Richardson either.
I don't know enough about Anthony Richardson. I love Lamar. He's like my favorite quarterback to watch. I just don't think Kyler Murray's any good.
Yeah. I think he's
what has he done?
Well, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
Doesn't have an offensive line.
That
team was 1-8, the worst team in the league. They went 4-4 when he came back last year. Pretty good.
And wow, pretty good.
500. Yeah.
500 in the NFL, pretty solid.
Kyler can't see over his offensive line.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, we want to celebrate people who have done nothing and accomplished nothing.
Won a Heisman Trophy.
Drafted
in the Major League Baseball.
You know how many players have won a Heisman Trophy? Gino Toretta, Matt Leinart. Who's the other USC quarterback?
Well, I mean, Lamar Jackson won a Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
You know who did win a Heisman Trophy? Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
You know who did? Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big Shohei Ohtani guy.
I love Shohei Ohtani.
He says, I'd like to play in the Olympics. Also, knowing the fact that there will be a non-baseball fans watching the games as well, I think it would be really good for the baseball industry. Could you imagine Bobby Witt Jr. on the front stage of the entire world being what he is now, but instead it's in a USA jersey, just hitting bombs and making plays? And
right.
We need baseball in the Olympics. We definitely need that. And I think... you know, I think that if you're going to embrace the game and make the game better, this is what you need. And with the Royals team that we're currently watching and how it's captivated an audience on the MLB Network because of how good they're playing, imagine the Royals were represented in the world, or in the USA's world, or I guess the world sport, the Olympics, and you had a guy like Cole Reagan's going out there. You had a guy like Bobby Witt Jr. going out there. Venezuela takes Salvador Perez, right? You get all these sort of, there's a lot of different ways that you could expand your brand, not only with baseball in the United States and the world stage, but also the Royals as well. And when you have the Royals playing the way that they are and getting popular and getting more and more names in houses, you do this sort of thing, and with Shohei Ohtani, who would represent Japan and all those sorts of things. But, I mean, imagine if your team did have, like, a Cole Reagans and a Bobby Witt Jr., because you remember how cool the All-Star game was when Lugo and Bobby and Sal all came at the same time.
Yeah.
And for about 5 minutes, all John Smoltz could talk about was the Royals.
Yeah, well, here's the situation that's going on right now. The NBA has figured it out, right? You saw Adam Silver at the Olympics in the crowd enjoying the moment, and you could see his wheel spinning for how do we capitalize on this. He's unbelievable at what he does. I think Adam Silver has hit a home run with the NBA and now with the WNBA, and they're doing their thing, and they've got some great players in there as well. They use the Olympics as an absolute marketing opportunity. The NHL shuts down their sport for 2 weeks out of every 4 years to allow their players to go represent their countries and play in the Olympics. Players like doing that. They like representing their country. And also, you're probably going to see some NFL players in the flag football portion of, you know, the Olympics. You know, I think that could be fun as well, to see some NFL players participate, you know, when the flag football rolls around in 4 years out in Los Angeles, because it's a great marketing opportunity for the players. Mm-hmm. I was told yesterday that Major League Baseball and the owners and folks who are, you know, in charge of this kind of stuff had a phone call, and as of now, they have no plans to use real players in baseball in the Olympics. And I find that to be absolutely astoundingly bad on the part of Major League Baseball. This is where Rob Manfred, as his parting shot of commissioner, needs to say, no, we're doing this, and you're forcing the owners to shut down the sport for 2 weeks to allow players to go on to the national stage. These guys want to play on the national stage. And you look back about, you know, 10 years or so when Olympic baseball did happen, Korea and Japan both shut down their leagues, mm-hmm. and the last two gold medal winners in the Olympics were Korea and Japan, because they sent their best players to participate in the Olympics. Other countries are going to be sending their best players. Other leagues are going to be shutting down to send their best players to the Olympics. Major League Baseball needs to do that. And the fact that the owners right now are worried about shutting the sport down for 2 weeks and potentially losing a Tuesday night at Kauffman Stadium in July, when you could have your players on the main stage at the Olympics, you know, getting themselves exposed to an audience that doesn't normally watch them, this is why Major League Baseball sometimes, I believe, just can't get out of its own way, because the owners are making foolish decisions by not allowing these players and not shutting down the sport to allow these guys to participate in the Olympics and to find a way to grow the game. And I think they need to do something like that and stop the game for 2 weeks and allow these guys to participate. Here's Lance Lynn on MLB Network talking about that.
If you ask me if the owners are going to be on board with this, I'd say it's very slim to have it happen. But it would definitely be cool. I mean, you're looking at the Olympics, man. If they could figure out how to just shorten the season by 10 games that year, and then next thing you know, it's like, hey, we're making a move just to make sure the Olympics, and how is it not growing baseball for them even more for having their best players in the Olympics? That's my opinion, but who knows what will come of it. It would be cool. It'd be definitely something I'd enjoy watching from the couch, because I'll definitely be done. So it would, I think as a fan, it would be awesome.
And look, it comes back to the owners. Baseball owners need to make the smart decision. Baseball owners need to stop thinking with their pocketbooks and their checkbooks and start thinking long-term vision. They're too short-sighted. They're thinking about what's going to happen in these 2 weeks when we don't have any Major League Baseball games. You know what? The world's going to go on. Nobody's really paying attention to baseball during the dog days anyway, but everybody watches the Olympics. Again, 20 million people watched the gold medal game between the United States and France on a Saturday afternoon at 2:30. Okay, you got 20 million Americans to gather around the TV to watch that game. When was the last time a baseball game got 20 million viewers? Does anybody know the answer to that question?
Negative.
Mac, look up the World Series ratings over the years. When was the last time a Major League Baseball game had 20 million viewers? I'm going to guess probably dating back to the late 80s or early 90s, when everybody was still, you know, on network television, and those were the only channels that you got. Major League Baseball has a golden opportunity. They can go one of two ways with it. They can embrace that golden opportunity with allowing their players to participate in the Olympics, or they can waste that opportunity, not allow their players to participate, and continue to have games that draw 15,000 fans on a Tuesday night in Cleveland. You tell me what's going to be more valuable to these owners. Like, I really believe that Major League Baseball can try something different. They can cut the season in half, try a different playoff format, do something different for those 4 years, but give your guys the opportunity to represent their country on the international stage. These guys love the World Baseball Classic. They think it's fantastic. Imagine allowing allowing major leaguers to participate in the Olympics, what that would do for the morale of your players, and what that would do for your sport, what that would do for country pride, people would absolutely love it. You're not going to watch baseball in the Olympics if it's a bunch of minor leaguers that you never heard of. That just doesn't work. Every other sport is using their professionals, using the guys you know. It's time Major League Baseball did that, or just don't even have the sport in the Olympics, because it's not going to be the same. It's going to be a bunch of people you never heard of, and you're not going to be interested.
Somebody on the text line says they could just skip the All-Star game, but then again, that city would miss out on money. No, you can still do the All-Star game.
Have just the All-Star game in L.A.
Or you could have the All-Star game, and just certain players won't be representing that team. There's other guys in the Major League Baseball organization that could play in the All-Star game. It just wouldn't be the main stage, but the other main stage would be the Olympics. And I think the other thing that makes baseball interesting for the Olympics is because the United States isn't the dominating team. According to the World Baseball Rankings, Japan and Mexico are 1 and 2. United States is 3, followed by South Korea, Chinese Taipei, Venezuela, Netherlands, Cuba, Dominican Republic, and Panama. Those are your top 10 teams in baseball. So it's not like basketball where it's like, oh, they're dominant. Oh, they can do this. No. It would be interesting because you wouldn't absolutely think it's a slam dunk, not a baseball pun. It is, but it's like, it would be interesting because when we watched the World Baseball Classic previously and it was Team USA versus Team Japan, and we got Mike Trout versus Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
You could see more of that happening where it might be Shohei Ohtani facing Bobby Witt Jr. in the gold medal game.
Right? Like,
and we're not going to be dry in that situation.
Yeah, like I think baseball is so short-sighted, and the owners are so obtuse with this. Your players want to play. The fans want to see this happen. You have an opportunity to grow the sport for 2 weeks in front of an audience that you're not getting. And quite honestly, people aren't watching your games like they watched that Olympic basketball game. When was the last time we got close to 20 million watching a baseball game, Mac?
20 million. So in 2017, just looking at World Series, average viewers for the series.
Yeah.
2017 was 18.9. You go back to 2016, the Cubs and the Indians, 22.
Okay.
So
two teams that hadn't been there for 100 years.
Yep.
Well, 100 years. Cleveland had been there in the 90s.
Yeah, but you
Chicago.
Know. Chicago had won 100 years. Cleveland, I don't know, has won since the 40s.
Yeah.
So that's 26. After that, you're going to 09 to get just under 20, 19 million for the average.
Because the Yankees were in it.
Yankees in 09.
Yankees, Phillies.
Yep. Two big market teams.
Two huge market teams.
A-Rod finally got his ring.
Right. And you didn't get 20. Cared. You didn't get 20 mil.
Yeah. What if USA used AAA All-Stars? Not interesting. AAA All-Stars are whoop-de-doo. Nobody cares. You don't know any of these people. You got to give the people the people.
Coming up here in just a little bit, we dive into some divas. We dive into a player that I have a love-hate relationship for, and gosh, it's just never going to go away. The Brandon Ayuk news continues. Mac Morey, Dusty Likas, Bob Fesco. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. I just about saw Bob Fesco throw up in studio. Your boy, Will Levis, has a new sponsorship with Hellman's Mayonnaise, and it's him drinking mayonnaise.
God, it's eating mayonnaise with his hands and then spraying mayonnaise on himself.
So gross.
Is mayo the worst condiment there is?
It's the fragrance Parfum de Mayonnaise. Daily supply is limited by Will Levis. You go to willlevisnumber8.com and you can order a cologne that smells like mayonnaise or something.
Lean in, man. I like it.
No, I'm proud of him. He's really good in the commercial, but it's making my stomach turn.
Oh, is he good in the commercial? He's in front of the camera? He's decent?
Shirtless. Yeah, good. He looks good. He looks sexy. I'm not going to lie. I'm like, this good looking guy, man. Right? Yeah. But then he drinks mayonnaise and I'm like, I want to throw up.
Got the ick.
I mean, he's drinking a jar of mayonnaise. Mm. And then is on the ground and sticks his finger seductively into the jar of mayonnaise and then licks it off. I want to throw up.
That's
I want
so
to
gross.
Puke. It is
I'm
disgusting.
Watching it right now.
It is so gross, man. It is nasty. It is vile.
I got to watch it now.
I asked you guys the other day what the best condiment was, right? And to me, the best condiment is not necessarily because I like it the most. It's the most versatile, and it's barbecue sauce. Mayonnaise, to me, is on the list of, like, if I never saw mayonnaise again, I think I'd be okay.
I really like mayonnaise.
It's not that bad of a commercial. He eats a piece of bread with mayonnaise on it.
I mean, I just can't.
And then he barely dips his finger in there.
But
good for him. That girl that decided to dump him.
Did she dump him, or did he dump her?
She left him.
And now he's with that girl that was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she left him because she got like...
Sounds stable.
She got a bunch of like endorsements. I think Burger King was one of them. And
she did?
Uh-huh.
Whopper.
She just kept constantly getting shown. And they said, you know, your rules.
Yeah.
And she went off and did it.
Yeah. Somebody says Tabasco's the best condiment. I'll see your Tabasco and raise you Cholula.
Give
me Tabasco.
I think Tabasco.
Really?
Better.
You like Tabasco better? I love Cholula. I could put that on anything.
I do put Tabasco on almost everything. I made a salmon dip this weekend.
Yeah,
I threw a little Tabasco in there.
I like the Chipotle Tabasco.
The spice, show you what you drank.
The people would steal from Chipotle, but I like the spicy Chipotle Tabasco. I could do that, but I just love Cholula. I think it's really good.
Yeah, I never liked mayonnaise because of the fact when I worked at a Price Chopper as a stocker,
right?
Not the creepy kind. There was like a kid one time. He went down the aisle, and this was before they had plastic mayonnaise jars, and he just knocked off the aisle, and it broke.
Oh, the smell is just making me
sick. First off, it doesn't go anywhere. It just blobs.
It just blobs,
and it's impossible to clean. So you had to take a box cutter and cut the edges of a box out and scoop and dump.
Yeah,
scoop and dump, and then you had to wipe it. Mop it. It was a process because it's just oil. It's just oil and egg whites everywhere.
No, mayonnaise is the worst thing. I remember
there is
being
a funk that comes out of that jar.
Whatever, you
can smell it four aisles now. You'd be in the cereal aisle and be like, mayo.
Mayonnaise? What's going on? Did somebody bust a jar? Like, you know, it's just disgusting to me. And I remember cleaning up when I worked at the grocery store too. It happened all the time. People would drop jars. I think they did it on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We also used to have people drive to the front of the store. That happened, and people would rob the store through the ceiling. Like, this is a messed up joint, man.
From the text line, mayo condiment, let's call Josh.
Yeah.
Tabasco is time tested. Cholula is a lot like Joe Burrow. The condiments, lots of hype, not as good. I like I'm just weird. I'm a hot sauce connoisseur.
Are you really?
Yeah, like I like Frank's Red on pizza and Tabasco. But I like Cholula on like omelets and eggs.
Omelets and eggs, right? It's money.
Yeah, but I like Tabasco on my biscuits and gravy. I like Tabasco on my hash browns with a little ketchup mix.
Yeah.
Just love Tabasco. Okay. I probably ruined my palate with Tabasco. My friends give me a hard time. They're like, can you not put that on everything? I'm like, why? It's just literally Tabasco, peppers, vinegar, and water. It's three ingredients, and it's perfect. I also love mustard. I'll eat mustard on almost everything.
Mustard is, you know, when I started losing the weight over the years, mustard was a great replacement for the mayonnaise, right? Turkey sandwich, all that kind of stuff.
Hot dog.
And I'm either like a Dijon or a brown mustard. The yellow mustard can kick rocks. But you can't mustard your fries. And so if you're eating fries or tots, mustard isn't the complement or the condiment that complements those. And that's why I was thinking like the most versatile condiment really is, if you could only have one for the rest of your life,
mustard.
Barbecue sauce is the one, because you can use it with fries. You could use it on sandwiches. You could use it on meats. You could use it on chicken and fish and all that kind of stuff. Mustard is not a bad one, but you can't use it on your fries.
Oh, yeah, you can. They made a country song about it. And mustard on my fries.
How many people mustard their fries?
I do.
Especially, really? I don't think I've ever seen someone do that.
Especially a crinkle cut fry. It gets in those little ridges. What about horseradish?
Sprinter Noah Lyles. He said that Super Bowl champs should not consider themselves world champions. What do you think of that?
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. You know what I'm saying? Didn't he want to come out and pretend like he's sick? I feel like that's like horseradish. So for him to like do that and say that we're not world champions of like our sport says like, come on, bro. Like, just speak on what you know about. You know what I'm saying? And that's track.
Would you like to race him when he gets home?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
You think so?
I will beat Noah Lyles.
Like by a lot?
No, I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask.
Oh, God.
And let him know I mean business. Because I do mean business.
I have a love-hate relationship with Tyreek Hill.
I just have pretty much a hate relationship, but that right there, I'm actually on Tyreek Hill's side.
So there's the love. Yeah.
No, there's no love. Okay. I'm agreeing with him on this one.
Just a bunch of horseradish. They also asked Tyreek Hill about being the best player my love of my life, Kay Adams.
Are you a better player than Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, for sure. I'm him.
What's the argument?
I'm him. My argument is that, look, come on, you got to understand. You got to look at it like this.
Okay.
Pat is great. He's great, obviously, for his team. You feel me? Like, they won two back-to-back Super Bowls, yada, yada. They did their thing, right? Now, you look at me. Two back-to-back, 1,700, Pro Bowl, all pro, this, that, all decade, this, consistency. All that, man. You feel me? And I'm doing this at 5'8", I'm going to call myself shorter now, 5'7", about 190. Come on, man. A lot of people said I couldn't be a receiver, and here I am doing this. I'm giving all the short kings out there hope. That's like horseradish.
All the short kings across the world hope.
Now I hate him again.
Yeah, like that's just that, like
that's
that,
like horseradish.
That's the me versus we mentality. You yeah. just saw or heard in one soundbite why Tyreek Hill is no longer part of the Kansas City Chiefs, because it was all about him and it wasn't about his team. And then you saw it, obviously he needed the money for whatever, and went to Miami, took the biggest paycheck, and I don't begrudge him for that. Mm-hmm. But Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player because he leads his team to wins. Patrick Mahomes puts his stats and his numbers behind everything except for winning. That's what he wants to do. Win, 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 win. Mm-hmm. It's all about the team. Patrick Mahomes could sit back and go, you need to pay me more money. I'm not showing up the camp. He doesn't do anything like that. Patrick Mahomes is team first, team second, team third, team 53. Tyreek Hill, in that soundbite you had heard, that is one of the most selfish human beings on the face of the earth. This team sport, football, is not about you, 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 you. It's about us, 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 us. And everything he talked about is what I did, what I did, what I did, what I did. You wouldn't be anything without Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and Alex Smith. And I think he forgets that.
Fasel.
That's like horseradish.
I just love
like that. To sit there and to say you're the best player and then try to the great accolades, fantastic. You've had a great career. And he worked hard at it. I'm not taking anything away from his football career.
No.
But we just heard why Tyreek Hill was shipped to Miami, because it ain't about the team. It's all about him.
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
How tall was he?
Vassell. I think that's what he said. Doesn't Kevin Durant refuse to say he's 7 foot? Yeah. My buddy was telling me that the other day. He's like, they list him at like 6'11 because he doesn't want to be considered a 7 footer.
That's like 6'9. Horseradish.
But why?
Because he doesn't want to be in that classification.
He's always done that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird.
Who cares?
He does.
Why? Can you explain
that
to me?
That's horseradish.
Obviously not being an NBA fan. Isn't it cool to be a 7 footer?
No. Will Chamberlain did the same thing, you know?
Yeah, Will Chamberlain, you know, he had, you know, tops in other categories. But who cares if you're 7? Is there a stigma to that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it just, he wants to seem like he's, I don't know. I don't know why he does
that. That's like horseradish.
I didn't know that until my buddy told me that this past weekend, because he was standing next to Wimby. And I was like, damn, Wimby's 7'3 or 7'4, whatever it is. I'm like, yep. Kevin Durant's like to his chin. That means he's 7 foot. And my buddy's like, actually, there's a story or there's like a lot of like things out there that Kevin Durant is 7 foot, but he refuses to be 7 foot. He says he's 6'11".
Why?
They took the photo with all the other basketball players, yeah. And he literally talked about it. He's like, yeah, Bam's lying about his height, AD's lying. He's like, no, you're lying about your height, man.
Like, they're making themselves taller.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do that.
Michael Beasley was 6'11 at K-State. He was 6'7 at the combine. That's also a fact. Like, I thought you were 6'11 at K-State. He's like, I was. I shrunk when I got to the NBA.
But yeah.
That's that diva mentality, right? I mean, I think it's okay to say that about players because Max guy, Dov Kleinman, not a huge fan of Dov, but he does bring up some stuff. And this is, according to his Twitter feed.
He's a stealer of tweets, too.
He's an aggregator at best.
Big time, yeah. He has the 5 current biggest divas in the NFL.
That he stole from picking them on Instagram.
Yeah, stole it. But he gave him credit. Kind of.
He gave the HT, which a lot of people are getting annoyed with these days. The HT doesn't count as credit, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Why don't you just put that at the top and then
that's
put
like
the rest.
Horseradish.
Or just retweet it.
I love horseradish.
I do too. What is your favorite thing to put horseradish on?
Fried mushrooms or oysters.
That's a good one. Oysters, yeah. Raw oysters.
Yeah, Jack Stack had a horseradish sauce, and I'd put it on everything.
Horseradish sauce is really good. I got it at Arby's.
Oof,
that feels like an Arby's night.
Isn't it called horsey sauce?
Yeah.
Curly fries on a Big Montana.
I had the roast beef.
Arby's roast beef. Well, never mind. The 5 current biggest divas in the NFL, according to Pick'em?
Yeah, right. Not the guy who retweeted it.
Not Dov Kleinman.
Right.
Number 1, Stephon Diggs. Agree or disagree?
I didn't really consider him to be a huge diva. Really? I mean, he seems like a guy that gets burnt out of a situation fast, but like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm misjudging Stephon Diggs. I don't look at him as like a typical diva. I don't know. Maybe he's got some diva mentalities, but if somebody was asking me the number 1 diva in the NFL, it's not Stephon Diggs at all.
There's a reason he ain't in Buffalo, Bob. And he was already on the sideline in preseason game 1, chirping on the sidelines.
It's the reason he wasn't in Minnesota.
I know he wears out his welcome.
He does.
He does that. He's worn out his welcome. But like, I don't know. Like,
not number 1. I agree.
Yeah, not number 1. Not number 1.
Number 2 is Brandon Ayuk. Seems recent.
Recency bias.
Yeah, I don't know if he's number 2 on this list. Deontay Johnson, number three?
Yeah, did I miss something with that?
Wait, I was wondering the same thing. Like,
did it not go well in Pittsburgh that bad that they were like, oh, yeah.
Dude, you play for Carolina.
Number four, surprise here, Aaron Rodgers at four, and shouldn't he be number one?
He's number one with a bullet.
And then there should be like a gap?
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
And then number five is George Pickens, who's definitely been a diva since he's been in the NFL.
He has been. He could, yeah.
Five is a good spot for him. Three, two, I don't agree with. I think Rodgers should be number one. That's just me. But I think there's a couple names on this list that didn't make it. I think Tyreek should be on this
list. Tyreek is number three on the list for me.
I think A.J. Brown should be on this list.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
A.J. Yeah. Brown, totally. Tennessee was that way. You covered him in Tennessee. He was a little bit of a loose cannon out there. I mean, he was the best receiver. They decided not to pay him. They decided to pay Derrick Henry. He walked, and that's how football works.
Right.
They traded him, yeah.
Yeah, traded. And then in Philadelphia, last year when the tough got going, he started going off on his own team.
Yeah. So that's diva qualities there.
Right.
I think after what's gone on the last day in the NFL, Hassan Reddick needs to be on this list.
Yes.
I've never seen somebody demand a trade from two teams without playing it down in the same offseason.
Crazy.
That's like horseradish.
And where's Russell Wilson on this list?
Is he a diva or is he just...
Can't play future.
It's true.
Had to have his own office.
No, that's true.
Got ran out of Denver.
Yeah,
out of Seattle.
The way it worked, the way it went down in Denver with the office that's and true. All that kind of stuff, that's diva mentality.
Because
there.
As soon as he was gone, they took the office out. They started playing mask off, even though that's not future, but they started playing that future. I thought it was future. They started playing future songs again.
Yeah.
And they got so much relief with him leaving that I guarantee you Denver is a better team this year than they were last year because he's not there.
Have you ever worked with somebody that was such a drain on everybody, and then when they left the building, was like, come done? On. Yeah, besides Josh. No, I can't.
We love you, Kling.
But, you know, no, we've all been there, and you know what that feeling is like. Imagine being in the NFL. Your job is not for long. You're working your ass off every day, and then this is going on?
Yeah.
Like, the pressure that's got to be on you, right, as a player to have to deal with that as opposed to basically fight for your job every week, that would suck, man. I wouldn't do well in that situation. But for me, the number one diva in the NFL is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah. I mean, without a doubt. Like,
right? It's not even close. There's no bigger diva in this league than the quarterback for the Jets. The entire season was about that man last year, and he played four plays.
Yeah, it's just, I don't. And then somebody on the text line says Joe Burrow is a diva. I don't think Joe Burrow is a diva.
I think Joe Burrow is just a cold-blooded killer when it comes to football.
Yeah, and people will be like, well, he's, you know, got the blonde hair. I mean, that's just being fun.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
It's bright and it's out of nowhere, but it's fun.
Right.
It's interesting. Why not?
Yeah, I don't think Joe Burrow is a diva. I think maybe guys around him could be considered divas a little bit, but I don't think Joe Burrow is a diva. I don't think Mahomes is a diva. I don't think Kelsey's a diva. I don't think any of those guys are divas.
Yeah, and then go ahead.
Jamar Chase is a diva. That's the bangle that should be mentioned.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then somebody on the text said, I mean, we're calling Ayuk a diva, and he actually didn't take the money. I didn't call. I said that the list
called it.
It's recently biased. Yeah. I didn't call that. But speaking of Ayuk,
why is he on this list? Because of
negotiations.
So if you're an NFL player and you use the only power that you have to try to get a raise, you're a diva?
Diva.
Yeah.
But a team can just cut you and that's okay. Like, that's the part that doesn't comprehend for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You're mad at these guys for holding out. Okay. Let's think about why they're holding out. It literally is the one time, or if you're lucky, the two times in your career that you get an opportunity to make some cash. And in the NFL, you got to take advantage of those opportunities as a player. The system is set up where dudes ain't getting paid. Mm. They're getting cut. They're getting moved on from. So when you have that opportunity to get money, you got to hold out. I have no issue with it.
Yeah. But speaking of Brandon Ayuk, the negotiations continue.
I think it was on Thursday night or Friday morning where they had this meeting. Kyle Shanahan was there. John Lynch was there. Brandon himself was there. His agent was not there, which I think is interesting. But they all spoke, and eventually, it sounds like Ayuk gave the green light to his representative to try to restart talks. Now, they have not given an official offer by email, an actual proposal, in a couple of months. We'll see if they actually do that now. But when they did a couple of months ago, they were very far apart.
So again, I don't know what's going on with the Ayuk thing. I don't honestly really care. I just want it to be resolved.
Yeah.
I said this 2 weeks ago on this show. We're going to look back at this whole ordeal, and Brandon Ayuk is still going to be a San Francisco 49er, and we're going to forget all this happened because we've seen these sort of storylines before.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it goes. We look at Tyreek Hill. I want paid. Give me my money. I don't want to get paid. I want to get paid. I want to get a new contract. Number one best player in the NFL, according to his players and his peers. Next day, immediately, Tyreek Hill gets an extension.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase, same thing's going to happen. Justin Jefferson, same thing happened. Mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb, I promise you will get signed by Dallas.
Yeah.
Even though he's not showing up, not doing Chris Jones last year, guess what? He's a Chief.
He's a Chief.
For life.
Yeah.
And the highest paid defensive tackle in the NFL.
From the 816. So why does Bob think Tyreek is a diva? Did you hear the soundbite?
Yeah. I mean, I can give it to him again because it's horseradish.
Are you a better player than Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, for sure. I'm him.
What's the argument?
I'm him. My argument is that, look, come on. You got to understand. You got to look at it like this.
Okay.
Pat is great. He's great, obviously, for his team. You feel me? Like, they won two back-to-back Super Bowls, yada, yada. They did their thing, right? Now, you look at me. Two back-to-back, 1,700, Pro Bowl, all pro, this, that, all decade, this, consistency. All that, man. You feel me? And I'm doing this at 5'8", 5'7". I'm going to call myself shorter now. 5'7", about 190. Come on, man. A lot of people said I couldn't be a receiver, and here I am doing this. I'm giving all the short kings out there hope. All the short kings across the world hope.
Love hate relationship.
You think you're better than Patrick Mahomes.
You got to understand.
You are a diva.
He's not being
and
serious.
And that's what makes him a good wide receiver, yeah. Quite honestly, is being that diva, having that belief.
And being facile. So.
That's like horseradish.
Mm-hmm.
God. I love that line. That's my new favorite.
That's your new drop?
That's like horseradish.
Yeah.
That's like horseradish.
Again, with the Arby's roast beef. Feels like an Arby's night.
Okay. It is Tuesday. Kids are back in school.
That's like horseradish.
Tone it down, Dusty. Tone it down. This isn't after hours anymore.
Do they have...
I'm not going there, Bob. Don't do this to me. I'm not going there.
Fasel.
Sticking with wide receivers really quick. Chase Claypool for the Bills has been placed on IR in this season. Yeah, another diva.
Another diva.
Done.
It's crazy, man. The Bills don't have good wide receivers. Chase Claypool can't make it.
No, the Bills are going to do the New England Patriots offense they had with Hernandez and Gronk. They're going to run both tight ends up the middle, and they're going to let Josh Allen use his legs and his arm. I guarantee it. It's going to be just fine. I promise you.
I agree.
I don't disagree with that. Let Josh Allen run. Yeah. And then we'll lose in the playoffs again.
Dawson Knox and Kincaid with Allen doing anything, they're going to run that same offense. I guarantee you, because that's the only thing that can save McDermott's job.
Who's their running back in Buffalo?
James Cook.
Yeah. Dalvin's brother.
And
actually his brother.
Actually his brother.
Do you think they'll let him cook?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They should have last year. He was a stun. They stopped giving him the ball. Then they got Dorsey out of there and they put in a new offensive coordinator.
Remember what happened in Baltimore in the championship game? They forgot they had a running back too.
Quick random question, because Mac brought this up the other day. He was a little fuzzed up and he couldn't find the power button on his TV.
It's ridiculous, man.
I don't blame Mac for this. Young kid, little juiced up on some extracurriculars, but I'm with you. I have a Samsung TV, 42-inch in my room. The power button's in the lower right corner. I can find it anytime I want. But now that TVs have evolved, especially the ones in these studios, only one works.
But with the FM coming, we're going to get another TV.
We're going to get two 60-inch TVs in here. But why is the power button for a TV so obscurely?
Hard to find?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like these, it's like behind and in the left. And if you hit the wrong one, it takes it out of the input. And you got to go back through all the inputs, AV1, AV2, you know, all that sort of thing. Where should the power button go on a TV?
Well, I think
top right, bottom right.
I think bottom left.
Completely,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, the bottom left is where
I really
it should
don't
be.
Care where you put it. Just put it in the same.
It should
damn
be standardized.
Spot.
Like we were standardizing cords for a while there, you know, charging cords and all that kind of stuff. That Apple decided they wanted to change things up again. Like you've got to standardize this stuff because people can't find the power button. Like you ever try to plug in stuff to a back of a TV that's mounted on the wall? What a pain in the ass that is, right?
Where's the HDMI?
This is like Mission Hill's problem. Then you can't get it in. And every time you stick in an HD cord, it's always the wrong way.
Oh,
regardless of what way you go in, it's wrong. And then you got to pull out and stick it in again.
Yep.
And then you're like, okay, maybe I'm breaking some of these things off. You ever break an HDMI cord? It's terrible.
No.
Putting it in, you're trying to jam it and wiggle it around and make sure it fits. You're like, I'm doing it wrong. Pull it out, try it again. No matter which way you put it in, you're doing it wrong.
This isn't After Hours. This is Fesco in the Morning. That's Mac Morey. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Bob Fesco. Coming up on the other side, we're diving more into the Royals. Bleed the orange, bleed the orange, woo! Baby. Rocky Top, baby. Shout out Big Ed. That's my guy. Big Ed, he wears Tennessee colors through and through every single Saturday.
Love it.
I'll see him soon in the season.
I'll have to meet Big Ed.
Oh, yeah, you for sure can. You'll love Big Ed. He's the pool commissioner of his neighborhood. And he has a golf cart that is quite sweet. What?
So he like goes around and like busts people's balls for not doing the right thing at the pool?
The complete opposite.
Oh, okay.
No rules applied. Coolers, food.
Okay, nice. Because
a lot of these homeowners association guys are like,
Nope.
Color of your house is taupe. We said only light taupe.
Nope. He is the complete opposite. He has one rule at the pool. No glass.
Well, that's a fair rule.
So you like
it? Yeah, I'm fine with that. Well, that should be a rule at every pool, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen the video of that kid that gets in the pool and he takes two glass bottles together and smashes them like Stone Cold Steve Austin. And then,
oh, God.
Yeah, he's got a cowboy hat on, a little vest. He's down
in Texas?
Nah, he's a little, he's got Down syndrome. And they're like, don't do it. And he's like, psh, and he chugs it. And he just goes, woo.
Oh,
and the glass just breaks in the pool and the dad like freaks out.
It's a great video. It broke?
Yeah.
I'll show you the
video. It's classic. Oh, it's
you got to
so
drain
great.
The whole pool. I
yeah.
mean,
the entire day's over. Yeah. yeah. It's like it's,
days. Days.
Yeah, the entire, the whole weekend. But it's, oh, it's
God
so
forbid
great.
Somebody drops a deuce in the community pool, too. I mean, that's always the
worst.
Deuce
or glass in the pool?
Deuce.
Oh.
Deuce, yeah.
You'd rather have somebody drop a deuce in the pool versus break a glass?
I think so.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
Really?
I'd rather somebody let a little, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
leave
God,
a little brown
no.
snake in that water than have somebody step on a glass and cut my foot.
No,
then
you know the glass
in the
breaks,
pool.
You're done, everybody's out, you're not going to get contaminated, stay away from the broken glass. Somebody, oh, no way, man. Oh, the poop in the pool, forget about it. No chance. Oh, God. Yeah. Every community pool is shut down at least one time a summer because somebody dropped a deuce in it. You ask anybody, they would rather have the broken glass in the pool. Text line?
Half set of gently used tires on I-70 Paseo. Free to get home.
Nice. A half set. I like it.
I could hear Dusty's forehead hit the microphone. Absolutely.
What happened?
You were setting me up to go to Dusty on After Hours. You were trying to bring the Dirty Werewolf out. And we've retired that name. Fesco in the morning, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey. Boys, you ready for the best fall you've ever had in your entire life?
It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun, man.
Feels like fall already. I want to put the hoodie on.
Except yesterday
got
hot again.
Yeah. It was so funny. We got to the golf course. Everybody's like, this is going to be the first time in August. We haven't sweat. And I mean, I'm telling you, God opened the clouds. The sun came out and we just melted.
You melted,
I was like, way to go, Mike. I was like, now we're screwed.
By the way, the reason I felt the humidity, I took a little advice from you. Mm-hmm. I did the pork chops on the flat top. Best pork chop I've ever cooked, let me tell you.
Oh, really?
So you were porking last night.
I porked myself.
Monday. Yeah. Pork on Monday, pork on Tuesday.
Yeah, I loved it. They were great. Nice thick pork chops from Hy-Vee. Mm. Put them on the flat top.
What'd you marinate them in?
I didn't marinate them in anything. I put a little smokehouse barbecue chop seasoning, steak and chop seasoning on top of them.
Nice and tender and moist.
Oh, fantastic.
So good. Nice.
Yeah. Little dome over the top, squirt a little of that water in there, steam it a little bit. Mm. Who doesn't like to have fun that way?
I don't know, man. I love
they were good.
Stuff.
Good call on you, though, man.
Thank you. Glad you
said that.
Appreciate
I was
that.
Like, do I do pork chops on here? Yeah, I do pork chops on there.
Yes, you do. Get that nice char, that seasoning just to caramelize against that pork. You better believe it.
Yeah, really good.
But you'll be able to make a lot of those this fall because you'll have three teams that are pre-ranked in the top 25. I believe Missouri is 11, K-State 18, and Kansas 22. Mm-hmm. That's not a misprint. Those are three local teams in the top 25.
This isn't Big 8 basketball.
Of college football. All teams have a lot of promise, a lot of hope. I think Missouri has the highest expectations because of what their roster is. Defense is going to be a little bit of an issue, but I think it's going to be all right. You got Luther Burden be the number one wide receiver drafted in the NFL next year. Brady Cook comes back for his ninth year. It's a joke. But veteran quarterback leading a very talented offense. You have Weiss, and then you have Burden on the outside. You did lose your Schrader, your running back, but KU, dominant quarterback, dominant running back. K-State, always good. All three have great head coaches, good recruiting classes. Can't really go wrong this fall. Plus, you parlay that with a Royals postseason run and the Chiefs going for a three-peat. Boys, I'm ready for hoodies, chili, blankets, couches. Let's go.
Yeah, you're ready to come over and spend the Saturday afternoon at my house, aren't you?
I ain't going to that basement chair, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
I'm avoiding that thing, Daddy. I ain't sitting on that basement chair. Sorry, Jim. Especially not today. Kids in school.
Kids in school, man. It'd be great.
Pork chops last night.
Pork chops. I had a night, baby. I had a night. It's going to be the greatest fall we've ever experienced in Kansas City. And that's not hyperbole. That's not overstating anything. We've never experienced a fall where all three local football teams literally have an opportunity to make it into the college football playoff. Now, I understand it's new this year, but how many years have we gone into a football season in this part of the country thinking all three of our local teams had a real shot to make a run for something good in the postseason? That never happened before. I think Missouri is probably the most talented team, but they also face the toughest task. I think they're the better team of the three, but it's going to be the hardest for them to get in because of the SEC. That's just fact of life. Then you've got Kansas doing Kansas things lately, which is winning and dominating, you know, with their games. You got K-State, always a good football program. So I think all three fan bases need to be really excited. And then, oh, by the way, the Royals may be pushing for the postseason. The Chiefs are pushing for a potential three-peat. The Current is pushing to win a championship in the NWSL. Like, oh my God, where are we living right now? It reminds me of what it was like years ago when every year a team from Boston was winning a championship in something. And you're like, man, the Red Sox win, the Bruins win, the Celtics win, the Revolution win, the Patriots win. Like, damn, it's good to be a Boston sports fan. Fast forward to where we are now. The Chiefs are winning. The Royals are winning. The Current's winning. All three local football teams are expected to win. Like, we've got ourselves the best fall that we've ever had from a sports fan's perspective. And it's all going to be heard on FM.
Yeah. 96.5 The Fan will launch Thursday at 5:58 a.m. Hope to have you. Somebody says, are you guys going to enjoy your new drive to this new studio?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot different.
We'll be right here. We'll be right here. Yeah, I'm excited. Mac, I know you're excited. Tennessee Vol fan, obviously.
Who's their coach?
Josh Heupel.
What's their biggest game of the year?
Alabama?
No.
Oklahoma.
Josh Heupel sensing revenge. Yes. I was reading about it yesterday.
Destroy them in Norman. Let's go, baby.
Oh, my God. Like, I think Texas will be okay. I think Oklahoma may have made a mistake by going to the SEC.
I think it's going to be a rough few years, at least. The transition's going to be hard. Unlike Missouri, who transitioned pretty well and then it got rough after, I think Oklahoma might be reversed. Yeah, Texas, I mean, they're going to be the same everywhere, whatever. Overhyped.
I think it's different now that, you know, the SEC, like, it was big when Missouri went in. It's not as big as it is now. Like, it just feels bigger than it was 10 years ago when Missouri went to the SEC. And Gary Pinkel was a great coach. You know, he loaded that team up. They were ready to roll. They just seamless transition into the SEC. Oklahoma's going to be an interesting one. I'm going to be interested to see how their recruiting holds up, you know, being in the SEC right now.
Two things to address from the text line. Avery Johnson, a dark horse for the Heisman. Quarterback at K-State.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
A lot of people like him.
From the 816, to bring this conversation full circle, as someone who used to run water parks, I can tell you that poo is way easier to address. A lot of liquid chlorine does wonders. Glass, on the other hand, will close a pool for days.
All right.
Now, that's only one person.
That's an expert. But personal preference for me is I'd rather have the glass than know somebody took a dump in the pool. You put that water in your mouth.
I don't.
Absolutely you do.
Oh, come on.
No way.
Come on.
Head above water.
You're putting that in your chest hairs. You're getting feces in your chest hairs.
I shave my chest.
Yeah, it's sticking on your chest then.
Okay. But I take a shower afterwards.
What about your unders?
I don't wear unders. I just wear shorts.
Yeah, that's right. I'm saying your underhair, your leg hair, all that other stuff. It's going in there. Oh, no.
Chlorine, it's fine.
Yeah, you can pee in the pool. Chlorine kills it. No, get out.
Judy!
Get out, Chuck, and go use the restroom or the bush on the side of the house. Stop peeing in the pool.
Is Chuck a real name, or did you just make that one
made
up?
Made it up.
All right. I was hoping you were calling somebody out for peeing in the pool. You know, we used to tell the kids, and they used to tell us growing up, you get that ring around you if you pee. To this day, I won't pee in a pool.
I just don't do it because it's called
respect. Now, a lake, that's different. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to dive back into the Royals because we use the sports analogy to compare somebody that used as a pitcher last night, and it's kind of hurting my soul to think about it out loud. We'll address that on the other side. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. We're damn glad to have you on a Tuesday on 610 Sports Radio.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission. For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.